I just had the most beautiful conversation with Amy Linnaeus about self-worth and love and development and the journey to your next level, whatever that next level is for you, right? Because we all have an idea of what a next level is. And this was such a powerful conversation. She left so many gems in this. So if you're someone who loves personal development and reaching your next level and your potential and talking about your self-worth, then this is going to be the episode for you. You're going to absolutely love her. Okay, here we go.
Hello, my name is Amy Linnaeus. I am on Straight Talk with Nina Perez, and I am so excited to get into the conversation today with her. We might dive into self-belief. We might dive into self-worth. We're going to talk about all sorts of things that her and I have learned together through what work we have done together, and I can't wait to get into it.
What's up, y'all? Today, I want to introduce you to Amy Linnaeus. Here she is, y'all. She's the director of group coaching at Next Level University. I had just done a coaching group with them. Freaking phenomenal. We'll get into that. She's a professional speaker, event coordinator, and MC, and a Next Level certified personal development coach. And she has a passion for community, connection, and growth, and chickens, and all kinds of great things. And Amy empowers individuals to step into their next level of purpose through transformative coaching and powerful events. And I know that this to be exactly true. This is why I asked her to be here. So whether she's hosting workshops or speaking on stage or guiding group breakthroughs and all the stuff that Amy does, she shows up authentically in such a way that I told Amy one day, I'm like, somebody messing with you, Amy, because you give me their name, you give me where they live, we gotta take care of that. So Amy, welcome to Straight Talk. How are you?
Oh, I'm so good. Thank you, Nina, so much for having me. I genuinely value and I'm so excited for this time with you. And I appreciate that intro so much. You even brought my chickens in. I love that.
So cute. Because as soon as you started talking about chickens, I'm like, she's like my person. I've been wanting chickens for a long time now. I moved to Texas and all of a sudden I want chickens.
I wish I could show you. There's one at my window right now.
Oh, that's so cute. Oh, I wish I could see that. Yeah, I was telling my husband, my camera just decided to leave you, Amy. There we go. We're back. I was telling my husband, like, we moved to Texas, right? We're from Connecticut, and I've always wanted chickens, but he's not having it. So I told him in about a year or two, because we want to buy property and land and all that. He doesn't know what he's in for, Amy, because I am hiring somebody to come and show me how to do a homestead. He just doesn't know it yet. So, Amy, thank you for being here on Straight Talk. And the first thing I want to do is have my audience get to know you. So who is Amy? Who are you?
Well, what a complex question. As you heard in the intro, I have a lot going on in just the most beautiful and grateful ways. I do partner with Next Level University. That is where I have found just this beautiful home for my professional life as far as coaching, speaking, and getting to have the impact that I deeply desire with groups like the one you were just in. And the work that they do there is just so aligned for me. And I'm so grateful that my journey has taken me into that partnership with Kevin Allen and Next Level University. We have a lot of fun helping a lot of people with their personal development, their growth, their self-awareness, their version of success, their business success, their holistic fulfillment success. And so that has just been really beautiful. I have a background personally in anatomy and physiology. A lot of my stuff actually started there. I first started public speaking on women's health. So that journey took me into where I am now. But my original favorite presentation that I did was Holistic Healing for Women's Hormones, it was called. And I fell in love with the word holistic, and just holistic meaning that everything affects everything else. Yeah. I know that we love to put things in little boxes. All the hats that we wear, we love to think they're separate. All the pieces of our body, we love to think they're separate. Our internal environment and external environment are separate, but absolutely not. They are all intertwined together, and one always affects the other. So when I heard these two guys, this couple of bros, Kevin and Alan, talking about holistic self-improvement, about health, wealth, love, and quality of life, and how we can have all of those things and have improvements and growth and success in all of those things, I instantly fell in love with their message and knew we could do a lot of great work together. So initially they brought me on as their MC because they had seen some of my public speaking. They brought me on as their MC to help them with their live event. And then it grew from there. I now have my own coaching practice through them. I direct and help facilitate group coaching. We do all sorts of incredible things there.
Yeah. I mean, it is an incredible program, isn't it? And they're just incredible guys too. That's the thing, right? Like, they're really good people. I've known them, or I think they were on my podcast maybe like 3 years ago. Like, that's how long it's been that I've been following NLU and what they do. And especially with Kevin, I've worked with him a couple times. Such a great guy, like such a great guy. And he's like genuinely wanting you to succeed, you know? And then I've gotten to know Alan this last time when we were at this group coaching too. I like his directness. I know that, you know, sometimes he feels like maybe it's a little harsh or whatever, but I just think it's perfect, right? Because I think the more direct you are, the more we can get into actually what we need to get done, right?
Yeah.
And Amy came on the scene for me and I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute now. You guys were good, but I love me some Amy. I don't know. You know, so it's been amazing to meet you and to work with you and to just see how you show up. And even in the group, like, you bring centeredness to the group in a way that the guys are great too, but I think you're a perfect fit. You know, so I love that you three are working on this together and that we can, as, you know, coaches and podcasters and all of us who are out here just trying to align with people that align with us, right, Amy? Because one of the things, and maybe you've seen this too, because you're out here a lot in this kind of a online space, is all of the shenanigans, right? All of the deceivement and the lies and the things that are happening that are affecting us who are good coaches. It affects us, right? Because we are really trying to show up genuinely in this world and really trying to connect with others in this world. And it's becoming harder and harder to do. Do you see that?
I do. I think social media plays a lot into that, obviously, but just what people are learning that they have to do, and I put that in quotations, to be successful is really unfortunate nowadays. You have to be perceived as successful to help anybody. So they'll put all this money into renting fancy cars or just anything that I would literally call deception.
Yeah,
deception in, you have not built this, you have not earned this. Why are you trying to help someone or say that you can help someone do the same? Whereas I deeply believe in Kevin and Alan are the same way, that our social media presence, there is not much of a gap between our social media presence and our actual real life. We deeply believe in highlighting absolutely the parts of our life that are important to us and valuable to us and how we can serve others. But behind the scenes, there is no difference. We are these people that we are online as we are behind the scenes. We are living, breathing the stuff that we are helping others do the same. And I think the more we can find people within integrity and not with those huge gaps, I think that's going to serve the people looking to actually get help, looking to find their own version of success and find someone who can help them get there, who is ahead of them in that journey in like an authentic and aligned way. Because yeah, online is just this, there's just this perception gap. And it's so unfortunate that we think that that's what we have to do to make our money. And that's why we always say at NLU, like, money should not be first. It shouldn't be last. Absolutely not. It shouldn't be last. Money is a very important tool, but value and service and whatever it is that you are trying to put out into the world, that should be first. Mission should be first, and then money coming from that.
Yeah, I agree with all of that, because I think, you know, one of the things that, you know, growing, you know, I don't know, I've been doing this for, I don't know, maybe 6 years maybe. And, but I've been leading women for about since 2002. So I don't even know how long that is, but it's been a long time. And it's always been like values first, and also like making sure that you're giving them and delivering them what it is that they are saying that they want, right? So if they want freedom of mind with their mindset or confidence or whatever it is, I think that's so important. And I don't know about you, Amy, but sometimes what happens with me is I get too much in my head though as a coach, right? Because I can lead women to the mountain, like, let's go. Let's go. We got this, because I'm focused on them focused. But when I am me focused, girl, All the things, right? All the things. So tell me about this journey of yours with NLU, and what does next level mean to you? What does that mean to you personally?
I actually love the embodiment of next level because it tells me that we're honoring the level that you're currently at and that we believe in you mm-hmm. to take that next step, however big or small that step is, that there is always a next level to anything that you're doing, whether you're trying to deepen the relationship in your marriage or with your children or deepen the relationship or building in finances, however that looks, there's always a next level version of you, of your success, of your growth. And I love that because I am a growth oriented person. So I'm always doing something every day that takes me slightly to that next level. And I think that just the verbiage of it honors everyone's journey in whatever success means to them. Success is so subjective. Mm-hmm. It really is. And I think when you can find a space that honors that, one, that's stay there. What a great place to be if you can mm-hmm. feel validated in your version of success compared to what society tells you what success is. And two, how can you find someone who's going to inspire you, who's on the same style of journey, has the things that you desire, but is willing to pour into you? I could talk about that forever, but next level, that's what that means to me. And I think it hit home so much because I've always been that way. I've always tried to do something a little bit better. I've always tried to become a little bit better. Even when I was on my health journey and dealing with chronic illness and learning to heal that myself, it was, okay, what's the next thing? What's the next thing I can do? What's the next daily habit I can do to become pain-free and do all the things? And so I think that's, another reason why I just fell in love with this space so much.
Yeah, you said so much there, right? And it's true. I say the same things. I used to, when I first got into this online world, right? Because a lot of my stuff from 2002 was all like in my home, in big spaces, like that kind of stuff, which was beautiful. I think that personal connection or that energy when you're in a room with people is just so different than being online. And then being online has been quite a challenge, right? Because you're trying to navigate your voice in a space of a lot of voices. Right? And you're still trying to be authentic to you without being inauthentic or out of alignment, which happened to me for a little while. I was out of alignment. Like, what am I doing? I don't even really want to do this, but I think this is the next thing I have to do. Right? And so I've decided to wash away with all of that. I know you helped me a lot with that, actually, because it helped me like kind of pause and say, okay, what is your next level though? What are you trying to do? Right? Exactly. Exactly. Because I can do a lot of things as you can, as everybody can. We all have multi facets of our lives. And I love doing a lot of them. The problem is because I love doing a lot of them, I try to do all of them. Then I'm not doing anything, right? So,
and you spread yourself very thin. You spread yourself very thin. You become overwhelmed. And I think that's the beautiful nature of the feminine. We love to be spectral beings. We want to do all of the things. And we think we can. And you know what, at the end of the day, it's probably because we absolutely can, but we need to care of how well we are doing those things. Because yes, we can do a million things and we can do it on no sleep, in high stress, in a state of fight or flight, because what is self-care? And we can do all the, and it's so incredible what women can achieve in that state. But if you can learn to fill your own cup, be fulfilled, do these things instead of giving what is left of you to all of these things, but learning to give what is best of you into what is actually important to you. I think as women, we're taught that everything needs to be urgent and important and everything needs 100% of our energy. Yeah. And so when we can actually learn and give ourselves permission to let go of the things that maybe weren't ours to begin with and own what is actually important to us, like my motherhood, homeschooling, my chickens, those things, those are very, very important to me. They might not be seen as successful things, but that is something that is very important to me. And I have to put a lot of blinders on to other things to make sure that that is something that I give a lot of my time, energy, love, and emotional care to. And so that is something that I have learned to, and then next is my career here outside of my family, the service that I love to do, talking on podcasts, giving as much free value as possible, coaching, doing group coaching, monthly meetups, book club, all the incredible things we get to do. Mm-hmm. So that is next. And I get to do those things because I've put the blinders on a little bit. So what's amazing is if you're a growth-oriented human trying to achieve things, you're always doing this. You're expanding, but then you have to contract in that expansion. And then you get to expand again within that. And you're doing this a lot. And women need this.
Yeah.
We need this a lot. And this is where I found such value and validation and love and peace and just, oh my gosh, in Next Level University, because Kevin and Ellen are very healthy masculines. So they're very focused. Yeah. And the masculine energy is very problem solving, is very focused. So if you can come in with a healthy masculine, they can help the feminine hone in very mm-hmm. much. So Alan is constantly doing this with me. Okay, yes, let's mm-hmm. do all of this, but let's do it like this. And then we'll expand in and then this and this and this. So he helps me create those tracks that I can expand into and have my creative flow and do whatever I want within. But he helps me see what is important to me. He pulls that out of me. And this is the season of, okay, this is what's important to me. We are going to focus on these things. And of course, have your flow and your creativity in those things. And that's going to get you to the goals that you ultimately desire. Yeah. And I think that as women, we lose sight of the long-term game sometimes because we're so focused on the day-to-day and the do.
Yeah.
And so if we can allow ourselves permission to say, well, what is it that I really want 5, 10 years from now? And for some of us, that's really hard to do. I really struggle with long-term thinking better than ever. But when I first came in, I was like, well, like next week, right. maybe 2 weeks, yeah. what do we do? And yeah. so, but if we can actually give ourselves permission to want something and to strive for that thing, and then get honed in on what our daily activities can do and how we can release things that actually are not urgent and important. It is okay if my laundry pile piles up until the end of the week when I'm dedicated to doing it versus me trying to get it done every day. Mm-hmm. That would be impossible for me to get those things done every day. It's not impossible, but it's a nightmare
yeah.
to get those things done every day. And that's taking away. It's taking away from this. It's taking away from the quality time with my family. So that laundry pile builds and I let it build because it is not urgent and important until the day I have designated it and the time I have designated it to do so. And laundry is just an example, but there's so many things that we are doing that we see as urgent and important. And if we really get some guidance and we really have time to sit with and the permission to sit with the fact that not all of it is, it can be absolutely life-changing.
It's so true. And like you said, and get some guidance. I really believe this, right, Amy? Like this is important. I think it's a lot of us are out here that we feel like we're on an island by ourselves, right? And when we're not focused and we are feeling on an island by ourselves, we do get off the rails, right? I know as a woman, I do, and I have ADHD, so I really do, right? So I really have to focus and hone in on my things all the time. That's why the tool that you guys gave us with the tracking was important to me because I have ADHD. So I will forget things. And also I'll say, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. And it'll be 3 weeks later. I'm like, oh my gosh, did I miss 3 weeks? Right. Yeah. So when I look at the tracker, I'm like, I have missed like 3 weeks of tracking. Like this is not good. Right. So I got to get myself back on. And for me, it's a lot like what you just said. The long-term thinking, like thinking too far out is a little difficult for me. And especially since I'm hyper-focused on all the things because I have a lot of things. And so you're working a lot now with a lot of the growth community or people who are in the growth community, right? So talk to us about like, what are like the common mindset blocks that you think are holding people back? Like, why are people not stepping into their next level? Or what are you seeing?
Yeah, you know me. I'm going to bring in self-belief, self-worth, and consistency here. Those are the three pillars that I have seen tripping people up in any version of success. Maybe it's a relationship journey. Maybe it's a health journey. Maybe it is a monetary entrepreneurship journey. You will always meet the level of your self-belief, the level of your self-worth, and whether you can be consistent or not. Now, those are the three things I see. Now, typically in our community, we see a lot of high self-belief, and self-belief is an external game. It's what we believe we are capable of, competent of, and with enough time, money, and energy, we feel like we can achieve this thing. We believe in ourselves to do this thing and achieve this external result. Self-worth is an internal game. Once we have that result, or while we're building that result, do we take care of it? Do we take care of ourselves? Are we allowing people to come in and stomp all over this thing with their muddy boots or spill their red wine? It's an internal game of just that, of what we genuinely feel and believe we are worthy of. And that's, you know, those are two very different polars, but they work together extremely. Mm-hmm. And then the next one is the ability to be consistent, especially nowadays with the need for instant gratification. And you think you see people become successful overnight because we don't have access to the 10 years of things they have been doing up until that moment. But consistency is just all of these unsexy fundamentals that no one wants to talk about because it's not these buzzwords. It's not exciting, but consistency is boring sometimes. It really is. Yeah. But it is the way to get to what you want in the most foundational identity building way. Mm. How many of us have achieved something without building it into our identity first, where we're there and we're like, how did I get here? How did I achieve this thing? Am I worthy of being here? Imposter syndrome. Oh my goodness, because we haven't built the identity along the way. And that is built through conscious awareness of self-belief, self-worth, and consistency along the way. But yeah, being consistent nowadays is really hard. And no one wants to talk about it because it's super, super not sexy. It's okay, pick something small and stick to it. It's sustainability. Yeah. It's grit. Yeah. There's so many things that go into that. But yeah, we do have these simplistic frameworks that I think help people with the how-tos of those things. And just because they're simplistic frameworks doesn't mean it's easy to accomplish, but they can break it down in such a simplistic way that you can do small things every day to build all three, because they are buildable. We are not born with a certain amount of self-belief, a certain amount of self-worth, and the ability to be consistent or not. Those things can be built, and they can be built every day into something that can genuinely, if you commit to, change your life.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, it's not sexy, right? Because right now I don't even know if it's selling that much anymore, but what was selling is that quick, fast, I'll do it for you in a hurry type of model, right? And I didn't want to get into that as a coach, honestly, you know, because I'm helping women who are coming into me with a lot of imposter syndrome. So we help them with a lot of self-belief stuff. We transcend all those unwanted behaviors, and then we build out coaching businesses that they want to build, right? It's been super fun. And I got a partner who does all of the automation and funnel building and all that stuff, right? But one thing I didn't want to get into was the trap of, let me do it for you. I didn't want to get into that trap. And so the women that come to me were coming to me for a year-long program, and they did really well, and they're off doing their thing. I stopped taking clients in December, Amy, because I was burnt out, right? Yeah. And one of the things that I was realizing is if you give people a year, they will take a year to do it, you know? And I'm like, this isn't work. This model isn't working, even though all my coaches told me to do it this way. And I'm like, but I'm with them for a year, whom I love, because we've become friends now, and I, you know, still help them answer questions, things like that. But Amy, at some point, you also start to lose yourself in it, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know if this has happened to you, because you wear a lot of hats, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm just wondering, what stretched you the most? Have you seen that really stretched you in your own personal development? What's the one that, this one right here.
This one right here. I actually do think it's one-on-one coaching.
No, go ahead.
I think that has stretched me the most. It's weird. You would think it would be the public speaking, because that is such a fear for people. I think people fear public speaking more than they do death on average. I do too. Like you said, in person. Before 2022, 2021, everything I did was in person. I was on stages in rooms with people. And then it was online. It was very much an adjustment. Now, I mean, I'm falling in love with the fact that I can have impact from my home. But I do love when we can get in front of people and see the moments and really engage with people and get to chat with them and things. That's very, very energizing. But I do miss that quite a bit. And so I'm grateful we do have our one live event every year. But I think the one-on-one coaching does stretch me the most, because it's run by my core wound, unfortunately, that I have a lot of social pain, and it takes a lot of social courage for me to come into your life and tell you not only where you're succeeding and validate everything that you want to do, but hey, here's where we can improve. Here's where you're tripping up a little bit.
It's always hard.
It's hard. Yeah. It's easy to build people up. It's hard to bring them down into accuracy and truth. And for someone who struggles with social courage and fear of losing love from people and things that I had to heal along the way, like I think I told you this, guys, in group coaching, I have been so hyper-focused on healing my unlovable core wound and just building my self-worth and having everything run through the lens of, is this going to increase or decrease my self-worth? Mm-hmm. Is this going to increase or decrease my self-respect? Everything for the last couple of years has run through that filter, and it's absolutely changed my life. And I feel like I'm a better coach, a better mom, a better wife, a better everything because of it. And I am more centered than ever, because what that does is it gives you the permission to feel strong in yourself, in who you actually are. And when you can work from a space of your alignment, of your core values, of your core beliefs, and you can bring all of those in and feel so centered and strong in that, you don't get pulled in these directions that are exhausting as easily. And so I have found that to be not only the greatest gift for myself, but the greatest gift I've been able to give other people, because I can be a better coach for them.
That means you actually are pausing, right? To really reflect on how this is going to affect you and your self-worth. And that's, I think, one of the struggles for a lot of us, right? Is the pausing part. I do that a lot. I try to do that a lot. Not always consciously, though. I think I need to get a little bit better with, okay, Nene, hold on. Is this good for your self-worth or not? I don't know if I ask myself that. Mostly I ask myself, how are you going to feel about this when you're done? Are you going to be happy about this? Are you going to be, but I think self-worth is a piece that I've always struggled with or in hope to get better with. And the reason I say that's because I have a lot of trauma from my life, a lot of trauma, right? And so I've gotten way better than I used to be. So I'm not going to knock myself down because I've gotten way better. But I know that there's pieces still that come up, right? Especially when you really spoke to my heart when you started speaking about the health piece, right? Because I worked myself to the bone, got all these autoimmune conditions, got all this stuff because I had to be worth it. Right. So working from 7 a.m. to 7, 8 p.m., like that kind of thing, and working as late as I could and making sure I climbed that ladder, which I did, and got to get those six figures, Amy. It's very important. Then got the six figures and I'm like, oh, now I'm sick. I have six figures, which I'm spending on doctor bills. I mean, seriously. Right. And so there's a lot of that self-worth piece. One of the things that you talked about is how you talked about this at our group coaching. And that is something that I really did admire, is the vulnerability, right? Mm-hmm. The vulnerability in that group, the vulnerability from all of you who are leading us. That was so important because I'm like, wow, they're like talking about what they're going through. And I love that because I try to be that way as well with the women in my coaching program. I don't know how far you can take that though before you start to lose your own credibility. So there's a balance there. And I wanted to ask you about that, right? Because in group coaching, which you're there leading, at least you were for my group. So I'm assuming you do that for all the other groups where all three of you are leading, right?
Yes.
How do you create vulnerability in these group coaching spaces and do it in a safe way, right? So that transformation actually happens without you losing your credibility. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. I just want to address one thing that you said when you were saying how much you were chasing all of these external things to feel worthy. That is so common for women. Because women are told through society, through our upbringing, that our worth is held in what we can achieve, especially in what we can achieve for others. You are a good woman, a worthy woman, if you're a good wife, a good mother, a good sister, a good daughter, a good employee, it's all based externally. Yeah. And so, yes, we should be able to gain worth in what we are putting out into the world, but it cannot be the only source. Yeah. Self-worth has to come from within, and that's why you were burning out, and that's because it was this chase of this external worth. And if I can just give more and do more and be more, I will be worthy. And women get in that trap very easily because that's the only way we've been taught to be worthy.
Yeah.
And if that is you out there, that is so common, it is so normal, and it is absolutely time to heal that and start building your worth from within so that the things that you do aren't actually at the end of the day a detriment to your worth. They're building it because it's already there to build from the inside out.
Yeah. So that takes work.
It does. It takes work. It takes awareness. It takes like this muckiness. Again, it's not all love, light, sunshine, and rainbows, this self-awareness journey. And I wish it was too. And I wish it was what people say it is online.
Yeah.
It seems nice, but it's not accurate. That's the other thing. Again, bringing people back into that accuracy. Again, if you're struggling, if you're having a hard day, if you're in the muck of a decision you made now based on awareness that it ran from a lack of belief or a core wound or something, and it feels terrible, good. Oh my gosh, good. It means you're doing something right. And you will be more healed than anyone you see online or in person if you can get into that mess and into that muck, because that's where real transformation happens. It's not easy to grow your self-worth. It's like scary and it's hard, but it's worth it. And so bringing in vulnerability, like you said, Kevin Allen and myself
all value integrity deeply.
Yes.
We're all very different.
One of my values too. Yeah.
We're very different. And like you said, we bring these different things and we feed off each other so beautifully because we're different, but we all have these core values that are very, very similar. And one of them is integrity. And it would be out of integrity for us who have built ourselves up so deeply into these aligned, truthful, help you authentically beings if we weren't sharing those vulnerable truths with you. And yeah. Yes, to a certain amount of people, being vulnerable and sharing your struggles is a cred hit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that just kind of is what it is. It's unfortunate, but those are the people who fall prey to, oh, this person has this car and they're saying this online, so they must be successful. I should follow them. It's those kind of people that yeah. you're losing credibility with. And at the end of the day, we are okay with that because mm-hmm. we are dedicated to helping people build from the identity level, build from this solid foundation up.
Yeah.
And we can't do that without telling you that there's going to be hard days and that that's okay.
And that's okay.
Right. And that's okay. It doesn't mean you're doing something wrong. It doesn't mean that the goals that you have and the journey that you are on is not for you because it got hard. That's the biggest thing I see is, this must not be for me. I must not be built for this thing. It's like, no, you're just setting yourself up for failure. Let's get into the muck of it and let's get into like some humility here and some sustainability and build from there.
Yeah.
And people need that permission who are authentically ready to grow and succeed.
Yeah. And that leads me into where I want to go with you is how do people work with you and what does that look like, right? Because I feel, like I said, I stopped taking clients in December. I'm now going to be working with Kevin soon and I have an appointment with Alan to talk to him about a couple things as well. And I want to know what it's like to work with you and what does that look like, Amy? Because, you know, I really believe that every coach needs a coach. Every, you know, doctor needs a doctor. Psychologist needs a psychologist. I just believe that, right? Because when we try to do this journey alone, it gets very mucky fast. And then you feel like you can't get yourself out of it, right? So I want to know that. Like, let's talk a little bit about what you're doing and what does it look like for people to work with you? What do you work with them with? Let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that you said that because it can get very lonely because the average person maybe isn't on this journey in your life. Right. The people you spend the most time with maybe aren't on this journey. We have a name for it. We call it Lonely Land.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone on a growth journey goes through Lonely Land. Anyone on a success journey, even anyone trying to deepen their relationship in their marriage, anything goes through this feeling of Lonely Land because they start to not being able to relate with the people around them. Yeah. And so if you have someone, a community, even a podcast or a Facebook community of people who are on the same journey as you, you're going to start to see that these struggles are not just yours, that this journey is not just the struggles that you're feeling and that you're so valid in everything you're feeling. Being in a community of like-minded people, whether it be in person or online, is irreplaceable.
Yeah.
And if you can have someone that you can invest in, and again, investment is energy and time, not just money, but if you can invest your time and energy and yes, money, if you can, into someone who can pour into you authentically, someone who you value their lifestyle, the work that they're doing, the relationships they have created, if they're ahead of you in that, no one will ever not pour into you in that way. No one will ever tell you that this journey is not for you. Someone who is ahead of you in the thing that you want will never stomp on your dream of wanting that thing.
So true.
So that tells you something right there. When you're in the right space, someone's going to say, of course you can achieve that. Here's how, and here's where it's going to suck, and here's where it's going to be awesome. But yeah, no. So Next Level University has these three facets. Alan is very much Mr. Business. Kevin is very much Mr. Podcast. And I have come in as this third phase of personal development and holistic self-improvement. Now, we all do all three. Maybe not. I podcast as a guest. I don't coach podcasters or things outside of group coaching. But where I shine in even group coaching and the podcast accelerator program that you were a part of is those first 4 weeks. Those first 4 weeks, we talk about you and the identity. We are always talking about these kinds of things before we even get into what you are achieving externally and the success that you want, because it all comes from in here regardless. Your podcast can only be successful as you feel, as your belief, as your worth, as your ability and your identity. And so it's really important that we do that. And so that's where I find I shine, is in the support of other people and their identity building and their their wounds, their beliefs, their values, their core aspirations. That's the kind of work that I do. So if you start working with me one-on-one, we dive into what your version of quality of life is, what your version of fulfillment is, what your version of success is. I have people that I've worked with where I've helped them build out their business funnels and their flywheels and their habits and all sorts of things, which is really incredible. But we always come in on an identity level. And then I have women that I work with who are just wanting to find themselves within stay-at-home motherhood. They're looking to find something, build something for themselves that maybe just brings in $300 to $500 a month, but it's more about them doing something for themselves. And so the spectrum of what this work can provide is really, really beautiful. And I get to work with a spectrum of a lot of people. And it is women. It's mostly women. Women come and work with me. And I love that so much because I can't help but bring in also their cyclical nature. Mm. It's such a disservice to women to not help them understand their natural rhythm of living and how to work within that instead of fighting against it all the time, yes, which we're constantly doing because we're not taught that we are these cyclical beings. We're taught to function like men who work like the sun. They're a 24-hour go, go, go kind of creature, whereas we're like the moon. We are subtly different every day, and we are absolutely physically, mentally, and emotionally different week to week to week.
Yeah.
And we can start learning to honor that and work with that instead of having guilt and shame and not understand the nuances of that. It's such a superpower that you can give to women to be able to help them reach their goals within that, because then they don't burn out. They don't get this shame. They don't get all of the things that can trip them up, even with this gift that you can give them of being cyclical. And so that all comes into the work that I do. We deeply build self-belief, self-worth. We look at what is important to you, what can we let go of, and how can we let that not hit our self-worth, to let that go, because it's not about us, it's not for us, but yet we've held on to it so deep.
Ooh, girl, you said so much. Said so much. I don't want to keep you another hour, but you've said so much. Goodness gracious. Because what you're talking about is just such a freaking real thing. You know, the women that were in my coaching program, they're I think one of them is finishing up, like we're completing the year now. So we're pretty much done. And she, a couple of maybe 2 months ago, was, Nina, I don't know if I can do this anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. I said, well, can we pause for a second? What's going on? And she was telling me how she was burnt out and tired. But also she was moving to a new state. She was getting her kid in college. She was like doing all of these really big, important things. And I'm like, you ever thought of just pausing? Like, we don't have to work all the time. And you have a full-time job. Like, she goes, I can pause. I'm like, permission granted. You can pause. She's like, oh. Yeah, like she couldn't believe it. She took a couple months off. She came back to me, I think it was 2 weeks ago. She's like, I'm ready, girl. I'm ready. I'm like, yes, because we are not built to work 24/7, 7 days a week, even though Nina thinks she could, and that's why I'm ill. But you know what I mean? I said, but we gotta remember it. And I love that you said that. We are cyclical creatures. I really believe that. And I didn't even study this, but I just knew that within my nature. Like, I saw uptime where I was fighting, going. And then there would be a lull time, and then an uptime and a lull time. And once I started to recognize that within myself, and trying to help these women who are working with me recognize that within themselves, it gave them a better quality of life, Amy. So I love that you do that, because I'm sure that you do it more with the knowledge of it intentionally. I did it just because I recognized it within myself, right? So how do people work with Amy? Where do we go? What do we do? Like, where are you, Amy? Where do we find you?
I mean, my inbox is open. You can email me, but I love just even connecting through social media. I find those chats very easy to navigate. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I have no idea what the other platforms are or how to navigate them, to be super honest. So it's Instagram and Facebook, and you can message me anytime. It's just at Amy Lenius. And if you want to talk stress or talk self-belief or how to build your self-worth or anything like that, I'm always open for these conversations. And my first call is always free. And so if you just want to hop on a call and see what it's about, I am happy to do that for you and continue to facilitate from there if you choose.
Yeah, I love that too, right? That's something I believe in also, is having that first call completely not be a sales call.
Yeah.
I think it's important because people have to come to you and also for you as a coach, do you want to work with this person, right? In the beginning, I thought I had to work with everyone and quickly realized I don't want to do that, you know? So Amy, thank you for your time, your presence, your knowledge. I really appreciate all the gems that you dropped along this podcast, and I hope to have you back again. Thank you so much for being here.
thank you. I would love to come back again. Thank you. I deeply believe that time is our only limited commodity. And so when I get to spend it with people like you and get the honor of coming in and sharing your time and be able to speak to you and your audience, it means the world to me. It genuinely does. So thank you.
Same. Thank you so much. Guys, I told you, right? I knew you're going to fall in love with her. I fell in love with her. It's just easy to do. Amy's just love. So you got to make sure you follow her. I'm going to link all of her information below. I want to make sure that you guys reach out to her, talk to her. I mean, she can be the one that helps you kind of look at your self-worth and transform your life, right? We have to start somewhere, and it starts with self-awareness. Now, if you know that something hit you here, I want you to like, share, subscribe, it, all of that. But I also want you to make sure that you follow Amy, because I've had so many people, Amy, which has been a beautiful thing, that a lot of people who've been on my show have had listeners actually work with them from the show. And I think that's just a beautiful gift I can give back to the world. And that's why I love doing this. So thank you for being here. And guys, thank you for hanging out. Love you so much. Nina Perez, Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.